Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, both linked on our website. Our reading today is taken from Matthew 28, and our talk is by our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat at it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. I know he lives. Jesus is alive and he reigns in glory now. I know he lives, and with him we'll rise. Hallelujah. I know he lives. I know he lives. I know he lives. Oh, sorry. Oh, I didn't see you were there. Oh, sorry. Just let me introduce myself. I'm Joanna. I know it takes a little bit of imagination, I know, but anyway, hey, I was there. I was by the tomb with Mary of Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, on that morning. Yeah, we had to be with Mary because, I mean, poor Mary. A week ago, I mean, everything went well. Jesus went to Jerusalem. They were all shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Hosanna, they were making him king, they thought. The descendant of David, he's coming to free us. And then all changed in a few days. And then Friday was just horrible. And they spat on him, they mocked him, they beat him up, and they nailed him on the cross. Mary hadn't slept for about 2 days, so I had to be with her. I had to go with our spices. And what came next? We didn't expect. First, this earthquake. I mean, it was shaking the ground, the rocks, everything. We were so confused. And then when we looked at the tomb, the big stone was rolled away. And there was a man sitting on it. I remember his clothes. Wow, white, amazing. I mean, I do a lot of washing, you know, and I pride on my linen being white. But that was of another world. And that's why we knew this was a messenger of God. So we were a bit scared. And I mean, the guards there, they were scared too. Well, they went away. They ran. We wanted to run too, but he stopped us. He said, "Don't be afraid. I know what you're doing. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he's not here. He's not here. Then he said something I didn't understand, but he said, "Well, go in and see." Well, we went in, and yeah, we didn't see, we saw nobody. We saw no body. If you got it. Nobody. The body was gone. He wasn't there. So the angel said, he's risen. He's what? Risen. Go and tell the disciples that Jesus is going to meet them there in Galilee. Now, it didn't make sense because we know that, you know, when someone dies, that person stays dead. You know, we're not silly. No wonder that there was this rumor that spread because those guards, when they went, they feared for their life because in those days, if something happens to the body that you were supposed to guard, you know, they knew it was coming. But the religious leaders, they said, oh, no, don't worry, you know, everything's been all right. Here, a little bit of money. Just tell the disciples stole the body. And that rumor is still around. But we didn't steal the body. It was gone. So that messenger sent us on our way, and we went, and we walked really fast. We were still scared and shaken, but at the same time, as we walked, there was this kind of joy that grew in our hearts. So we met with the disciples, and, well, no surprise, when we said, the body was gone, yes, okay. He's risen. What? You know, in those days, women, they don't count for much. So they didn't really believe him. I don't blame them because, I mean, dead bodies stay dead. We do believe that at some point in the future, all those righteous who died in God will be risen. Yes, we do believe that, but at the end of time. But it happened to Jesus. That makes no sense. So we were there in the room, and then all of a sudden, two other disciples came with an amazing news. They had seen Jesus. They said, we were walking down to Emmaus, you know, a town of no significance, and this guy came around. And we were surprised because he didn't seem to know anything about what just happened. So we told him, we said, you are the first and maybe the only one who doesn't know Jesus of Nazareth. We had hope. He was a great man. He talked powerfully. He healed the blind, the sick, the lame. We thought he was the Messiah, the one to come, but they killed him on the cross. Yes, some people said that something happened, but we're not so sure. And they said that he walked with them and he started talking about their scriptures from Moses to the prophet, telling them that what happened to Jesus had to happen. It was written in our scripture. And they said when he was explaining the scripture, our hearts were burning. And then the night was nearly night, and I said to the guy, well, please stay, you know, it's a bit dangerous. Have a meal with us. So he stayed. And then he broke the bread, and he blessed the cup. And we knew it was Jesus. But it disappeared. While we were all here, I was scratching our heads. Wow, this is amazing. And as we were, guess who turned up? Jesus! Jesus turned up in our meeting. No, it was the turn of the disciples to be scared. Yeah, they were scared. They thought it was a ghost. And Jesus told, I'm not a ghost. Look, touch my hands, my feet. Ghosts don't have bodies. They don't talk like we do talk. And so this really changed everything. Jesus is really alive. And Jesus told us, this is the most important news to tell everybody. I have conquered the power of sin and the power of death. You have to go and tell everybody. And for 40 days, he showed himself to us, to various people, and then he left. He sent something else, someone else. The Holy Spirit came on us, and we became bold to tell everybody that Jesus lives. So today, I wrote a little poem to tell that to you. And I want to encourage you to tell others, Jesus lives. He defeated the powers of death. and the powers of sin. People can have new life and know God personally. Hallelujah! Christ is risen, and that is the reason why I tell everyone today this amazing truth, what may. Nothing will ever be the same, for he truly took our shame. Death is no more, sin is no more, for on the cross, Jesus reversed the fall and offered forgiveness for all. Jesus knows you by name, and he will crown you with his fame should you choose to receive him and all your life follow him. Jesus lives. He is risen. We are called to proclaim it all around, for his love has no bound. I know he lives. Jesus is alive, and he reigns forevermore. I know he lives, and him with it I will rise. Hallelujah, I know he lives.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.